FM.
How are you? Welcome to the Best Of podcast, where we bring you all the highlights from the past week on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. And it's all in a handy 20-minute package. What more do you want? Compact or what? Coming up, we've got a physio in Roscommon who brought two rival GAA clubs together after she lost something very special on the pitch. A 7-year-old listener who got a massive surprise when my old buddy Zig and Zag sent her a birthday message. Yes, the two lads from Zog are still about the place big time and we're still good friends. And with Gift Grub turning the big 2-0 this week, we had a few surprises up our sleeves for our Mario. I love catching him out. It's hard to do, but I love when we eventually succeed. Now, were you watching the Champions League during the week? It was unbelievable, wasn't it? It just kept on coming. The hits just kept on coming, basically. The odds for both Liverpool and Spurs to go through would have been absolutely colossal. Gift Grub gave Jurgen Klopp a call to get his reaction to their 4-0 trouncing of Barcelona.
These boys, they are.
No, don't say it. You said it after the watershed last night.
They are flipping mentality giants. I've said it before, and I've been saying it so often. But in Germany, we have an expression, Ian. Yeah. Of course, it says, alles hat ein Ende, nur die Wurst hat zwei.
What does that mean?
It means everything has an end, but the sausage has two.
All right.
And last night was a surprising sausage.
It was a sausage, all right.
Last night was a surprising sausage.
Jürgen, I'll get back to you in a second. I know okay. You have more to say on this.
I'm so tired.
I know Phil Thompson, Liverpool legend, is with you there as well. Phil, what a night in Anfield.
Oh, Ian, what a night. What a night at Anfield. Yeah.
You must have been going ballistic, Phil, were you?
Ballistic is an understatement, Ian. When Origi scored the first goal,
yeah,
I was up off my seat,
yeah,
and my shoe came off.
Oh my God.
No word of a lie. But when the second went in,
yeah,
what happens? My other shoe came off.
Oh, for God's sake,
so
Phil.
I'm literally in the steam. I'm shoeless.
Yeah.
When the header went in, Wijnaldum, what a leap. He leapt like a salmon through the air.
Yeah.
When Wijnaldum, my hat, my Liverpool hat came off of him.
Oh my God.
But,
you were hatless and shoeless.
Hatless and shoeless. But when Trent Alexander-Arnold sent in the corner.
Oh yeah.
Origi, back of the net, Ian. Me nose came off. Clean off me face.
Really?
Me nose is gone.
Shoeless, noseless and hatless.
But it was worth it. No nose left.
Amazing stuff. Okay, I'll get back to you in a second, Jürgen.
Okay.
Back here in studio, Brian Kerr. What about that last goal that Phil Thompson was talking about there? It was incredible, wasn't it?
It was like something, you know, you'd see with the under-11s up in Bluebell United, yeah, up in Clondalk and Derdean. You know, there's fellas from the other team and their backs are turned.
Right.
And one lad is going to Mr. Whippy's for the chocolate ice. One lad is texting his ma on his mobile.
Right.
One lad is waving at his ma who's going to pick him up in the Suzuki Pajero. And Alexander Arnold is going, hold on, lads, the game's not over here.
Yeah.
I'm doing a sneaky one. Right, he sends it in there, goal. The other lads are going, you can't do that. He says, I can't do that.
I just did.
And it's my ball, and I'm going home, and we're in the Champions League final.
There you go. Thank you very much, Brian. Jürgen, you still there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Anything else to add to an astonishing night of drama last night?
There's very little for me to say, but maybe this is the only thing I can say.
Oh. You've got a piano there as well, haven't you?
We have a piano outside in Anfield.
Excellent.
But it is good.
Okay.
And tonight, it's going to be better. Yeah. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Origi. And in my hour of darkness, he is standing right in front of me. Yeah, he will score the winner, Origi. Origi, 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 Origi. Yeah, he will score the winner.
We had a blast from the past on Friday's show after hearing the familiar voices of the country's most iconic aliens, Zig and Zag. It's years since I've been in touch with them, but the breakfast show had a special request for one of our 7-year-old listeners. Now, Eva is on the line in Cork. Eva O'Callaghan. Hi, Eva. Good morning.
Hi Ian, how are you?
Great, very good. Now Eva, you sent us in a little note there recently, an email to breakfast at todayfm.com, and you asked us, because it's kind of unusual, you have a daughter called Saoirse, isn't that right? It's her birthday, yeah, is it today? Right. It's her birthday.
Today, she's 7 today, yeah.
Oh, brilliant, fantastic. But 7 years of age, tell us what she's getting into.
Zig and Zag.
After all these years, they've been finally been discovered. It's great, isn't it?
I know.
So she reads, what's the book she reads?
The book she reads is The Fridge in the Denim Jacket. Every night before bed.
I remember I was on the show when they were actually writing that, and they were sitting around and they used to be doing the drawings and hanging them up to dry and everything during the show. It was amazing. And the fact that somebody is actually still reading that, and a 7-year-old. She listens, she does that, and she's seen some videos from back in the day and all that. Yeah?
She has.
Yeah.
We showed her some videos on YouTube during the week, and she thought they were just the funniest thing ever.
Okay. And she got, we kind of got in touch, right? And we asked Zig and Zag, because even after all these years, they're still my friends, you know? We never fell out, you know?
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
So we were telling them that they've got a brand new fan in Saoirse.
Yeah.
So is she there? Can we talk to her for a second?
She is? Yeah.
Hello, Saoirse.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great time. So did you get something from Zig and Zag? Did they send you a little present?
Yeah.
What did they send you?
A book and 2 cards.
2 cards?
Yeah.
And was one of them a birthday card, like?
Yeah.
Okay, and was there anything, was there a badge on it or anything?
Yeah.
What does the badge say?
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, very good. Well, that's very nice of them, isn't it? And they sent you another book. It wasn't the same book that you're reading already, was it?
No.
What's the name of the other book?
Which one?
The one that they sent you.
Zig and Zag, Revenge of the Nellies.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Well, listen, you know what, Saoirse? We want to wish you a happy birthday. And not only do we want to wish you a happy birthday, they also sent us a very special message, and they want us to pass this on to you. So can you hear everything okay? I'm going to play it for you. You have a listen to this. This is a message for you from Zig and Zag, okay? Have a listen to this. Here we go.
Okay.
Hi Ian, it's Zig and Zag here.
Hi Ian,
can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah.
We just want to wish Saoirse O'Callaghan a big happy birthday.
Woohoo!
Oh yeah, she's from County Cork, and her mum Eva says she's a big Zig and Zag fan.
That is cool. Hey, save us some cake, Saoirse.
Hey, isn't that lovely? Isn't it, Saoirse?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you very much. I hope you have the happiest birthday and a great weekend. And Eva, thanks for getting in touch with us at breakfast@todayfm.com. All right?
Thanks a million.
Thanks.
Ian.
Cheers. Great video doing the rounds during the week. 2 GAA teams that were on their hands and knees searching for something. Did you see it? Well, it happened in Roscommon, and on Tuesday's show, we caught up with the lady responsible for the whole thing.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Are you well?
I'm all right now.
Tell us your weekend headline story there, will you? Because this is funny. You have to see, you can laugh at this now, can't you?
Now I can, yeah. It wasn't happening the other day. So basically, I was covering a football game at the weekend. Mm-hmm. And
you're a physio, aren't you?
Yeah, physical therapist, yeah. And I was with the club. Mind you, this was my first game with them.
Right.
Okay, covering the game for them. And was doing a rub, and I had to go out and show one of the lads basically a stretch out in the pitch.
Yeah.
And I took my wedding ring and engagement off and put it in my pocket. Well, right. So I thought.
Yeah.
And as I had finished doing the stretches, I was walking back off the pitch to go in and get my bag and get ready for the start of the game.
Yeah.
And put my hand in, found my wedding ring, but couldn't find my engagement ring.
Oh my God, it was gone.
Yeah, so I was like, what? So basically there was 3 or 4 young lads around at the same time. And I said, will you help me look for my engagement ring?
Yeah.
And one of them turned around and he goes, what's an engagement ring? He didn't have a clue what an engagement ring was. So that was, we were all looking for it at the start, and then went in, the game had to start.
Yeah.
So that was grand. Looked again at half time, thinking where I had lost it.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. And so in fairness to the other club, Kilglass, a few of the girls came over and they said, what have you lost? They said, my engagement ring. And they're like, what? You have not? And I was like, yeah, I have. But look, gone now, because with the lads trampling all over it, I definitely won't find it. And basically, anyways, the game was over.
What about a metal detector? No, you didn't use that, no?
Yes, so basically, wait until you hear what happened. So the game was over, and the both clubs, I have to say, were very, very good now. And all the lads said, look, we'll all line up and help you look for it. But then I have to give a shout out to Jerry, I think Tig is his name, who actually went off at half time and got a metal detector.
Good man, Jerry.
No, yeah, they're paid of him. Now, unfortunately, it didn't work because you have to have it literally stuck to the ground. So we would have nearly picked it up ourselves if we got it. But in fairness, all the lads went out, and there was, some of them were on their hands and knees, which I didn't realise until I looked at the video.
Wow. And so you've got all these guys out searching for us. And I mean, everybody's saying, did you find it? Did you find it?
Yes, but guess where I bloody found it?
Where?
In my gear bag, in the changing rooms.
Oh.
So but basically, I said to the lads, look, leave it, forget about it, come in. And one of the lads, he goes, Liz, have you checked your bag? I said, have. He said, have you took it out and shook the bag?
Yeah.
And I go, right, okay. And I like that, I got it. And I gave a good shake. And you know the tray that keeps the bag in place?
Yeah.
That fell out and the ring fell out
as well. Oh. And did you tell all the people who had spent hours down on their hands?
I literally started crying. I was like, oh my God. Not out of real, I was just pure mortified. Yeah. And he goes to me, put it into your pocket, go back out to the pitch and pretend you found it out there. He said, could you be mobbed? And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't lie. I said, just go out and tell them I found it.
Yeah.
And now I bloody wish I went out and pretend that it was.
brilliant, brilliant. And you're blaming it on baby brain, I believe.
Yes, yeah. I'm pregnant at the minute with my third child, so...
very good.
Yeah, I'm definitely blaming it on that.
And I'd say your husband, Porrig, is slagging the backside off you as well about this.
Well, do you know what? I came home and I was telling him, he was more concerned about the Man City and Liverpool and whatever that was going on about. He wasn't too pushed about it.
Excellent. Great story. Elizabeth, thank you very much for telling us. Cheers. See ya.
Thanks.
Now, this week was a massive week for the show. Gift Grub turned 20 years old. Can you believe it? Over the past 20 years, we've created thousands of sketches, and the man behind it all is Mario Rosenstock. I've been with him every step of the way, and it's a privilege to work alongside him. We make a great team, even if I do say so myself. My God. To add to the fun of our best Gift Grub ever poll, which I'll tell you about shortly, we asked some of the Gift Grub characters' real life inspirations to send Mario some love as a surprise. And on Friday morning, it all worked out perfectly. In fact, better than perfectly.
Okay, well, listen, we've got a few people here. I haven't actually heard these, right? Honest to God, these are messages from some of the people you've impersonated over the years. I have not heard these. I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Okay. Honest to God.
I didn't know anything about
it. No, well, I was just told, there they are. It's Mario Message 1, Mario Message 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'm going to play Mario Message 1. Okay, here we go.
Hi Mario, this is Dahi O'Shea here. Congratulations on a fantastic 20 years with Gift Grub. I remember listening to ye guys when I was a teacher on my way to school in the morning, and there you are a few years later taking the piss out of me. Anyway, I've always worn it as a badge of honour. Continued success. Well done. You're a horse and cart of a man. Skelp you whore you.
There you go. Mario Message 2. That's lovely.
That's lovely.
Mario Message 2.
Mario, this is the Looper. Congratulations on 20 years of magnificent impressions of everyone else but me.
Typical.
So Mario Message 3.
Mario, 20 years ago, and I still think you can't get my voice right. Francis. My mother, who is 96 and listens to the radio regularly, asked me one time, why was I so foolish on the radio? She thought I was you. So anyway, congratulations from Francis and all here at the Park Hotel Kenmare.
Oh, thank you, Francis, and John and everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mario Message 4.
Hi, Mario. Congratulations.
Oh, Mario!
20 years of Gift. Who could believe that? Congrats to you and all your team. It's been such a success for you and for all your listeners. I love it, and I know they all do too. Keep up all the characterisations. There's just one I find a little bit boring. You're your woman, Miriam. Genuinely.
Whoa!
I think she's very boring. Anyway, I'm only joking, Mario. Thanks so much. Enjoy yourself. Keep doing it for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Congrats to you and the team. I hope you have a great celebration today. It's very well deserved.
Slán. That's great, isn't it?
That's
great collection.
Sweet. That's lovely.
There's more. Wow. Mario Message 5. I mean, can it get any better than Miriam McCallan?
Oh, that's
actually
fantastic.
Using your catchphrase, genuine.
That's lovely.
Okay, number 5.
Mario, it's Ronan Keating. How are you? Fair play to you. Woo! Life is a roller coaster. Fair play, fair play. Just want to congratulate you on 20 years. I don't really understand how you've lasted 20 years, but you've gotten away with it. You know where the bodies are buried, I believe. But congratulations, man. It's always a pleasure to listen to you in the morning on Ian's show and whenever you do. Long you may reign, 20 more years. And keep taking the piss.
Oh, good man, Ronan.
That was lovely.
Jesus, that's so lovely.
God, this is great, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
It's two lovely. More. I don't know who they are. I honestly don't know who they are.
I'm just going, but knowing Charlie and Shauna, sorry, I don't want to build up anything. But knowing Charlie and Shauna, they go, right, who are we going to, because I know the way they order things, they go, right, we put Dahi.
Has to be Donald Trump.
We put Dahi at the beginning because he knows Dahi and probably Dahi would agree to do it. Miriam now.
That's a nice surprise, yeah. And Ronan Keating, nice one.
But Ronan's kind of a decent skin.
Yeah.
And Miriam, of course, is as well. But I thought Miriam would go, no, I'm just a little bit busy tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, Mario, message 6.
Right. 20 years, is it, Mario? Well done, yeah. Well, sure, what can I say? It's disappointing over the years that you chose to take the piss out of me. Right, you did it exceptionally well, as you did all the other people. And I suppose one has to be a bit flattered when Mario Rosenstock decides to feature you on GiftGub. Listen, have a brilliant day. Congratulations. Hard to believe it's 20 years. Brilliant stuff.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Well done, well done.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And you haven't heard any of these?
No.
Either have I.
So, there's one left.
It's an RTE fest at the moment.
Yeah. So, who is it? Will we play Mario Message number 7? I know you think I'm building up doing a bit of showbiz. I swear to God, I don't know. This is shocking me as much as anybody else.
I'm just
wondering who it could be.
I don't know. It could be.
No,
I don't even know.
Yeah, okay, let's play it. 3, 2, 1, 7.
Mario, Rog here. Unbelievably excited to send your best wishes for 20 years of Gift Grub. You have us all on the edge of our seat with your brilliant sketches. Well done, Mario. Look forward to seeing you. Take care. Mario, an upbeat Rog, how are you?
Hey.
Congratulations, 20 years. Who would have thought it? Unbelievable. Delighted for you. Keep going. You bring it such joy and happiness to the people of Ireland every morning when we're cold usually and probably not looking forward to our morning, but you put a smile on our face. Congratulations, you should be very proud. You've done so much. Fair play, take care, bye bye.
That's unbelievable.
Best of that is Ronan doing an impression of me doing an impression of him.
That's it for this week's Best Of podcast. And remember, you can get in touch with the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show anytime you like by emailing us on breakfast@todayfm.com. Maybe you've got a thought, maybe you've got a question, maybe you've got something you want us to do for you or work out for you. breakfast@todayfm.com. We would love to hear from you. Have a good one and we will chat to you very soon.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Renault.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.